As more undercover videos are released by the Center for Medical Progress revealing how Planned Parenthood makes money off of babies they abort by selling their body parts, the demand that federal funds be taken away from Planned Parenthood continues. And as a response to this, Planned Parenthood has claimed that this would eliminate outlets that benefit women's health. Joining us now to discuss what we've come to learn about Planned Parenthood and how the funding of Planned Parenthood would affect New Jersey is the Executive Director of New Jersey Right to Life, Marie Tasey. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
And the website for New Jersey Right to Life is njrtl.org. Find out more about this issue and the work of New Jersey Right to Life. And I'm confused about all this, Marie, because, as I said in the introduction, Planned Parenthood, their line is, it's the donation of fetal tissue for research purposes, which the money they're making is basically a break-even for the cost that it takes to them to do what they do. But in these videos, in each one of them I've seen, I've heard Planned Parenthood representatives use the word organs, extractions, and making sure the process kept objects intact. If it was just fetal tissue, why are those words being part of the discussion?
Well, that's absolutely correct, Chris. We're seeing in these videos horrific, pictures, and they are actual pictures of the body parts of aborted babies, and it's just reprehensible. And I think America is waking up to the horror that is abortion through these videos. But you're absolutely right, and in the videos we're also seeing that very high-level officials in Planned Parenthood are certainly looking to make a profit. If you just do the math alone, Planned Parenthood performs over 327,000 abortions a year, and each baby has how many organs, and you do the math and you do the multiplication, and obviously they are making a fortune off of this. Many times the women who are having abortions, very vulnerable, they're being encouraged to donate tissue. Obviously, they're not telling women, we are going to be doing the procedure in a different way and altering the procedure, which puts the woman's life and health at risk, to get organs. We're talking about your baby's hearts and your baby's liver, the pancreas, the brain. I'm sure that if they told women that, it would be a whole different story. They are betraying women. Absolutely. They are putting their lives at risk to make a profit. And this is what Planned Parenthood has always been about. Profit no matter what. Abortion no matter what. They don't care about women. Any money that goes to them is fungible. It is used to keep the lights on for operating costs. And so clearly the money is going for abortion when our tax dollars are sent to these clinics.
And that those tax dollars add up to $528 million a year, or if you want to do the math, I'll do it for you, $1.4 million in taxpayer money per day. And again, I referred to Planned Parenthood's claim in the introduction that they have a variety of services for women in family planning. These are numbers directly from Planned Parenthood's annual report. These are their numbers, no one else's.
Right.
Abortions make up 94% of Planned Parenthood's services. Prenatal care, 5%. Adoption referrals, 0.5%.
Yes. So it's clear they're really all about abortion, regardless of what they say. And here in New Jersey, they've had a history of obviously breaking the law. They have, right here in New Jersey, the Office of Inspector General in 2007 did an audit of family planning clinics, and they found that particularly Planned Parenthood was billing Medicaid for procedures that did not qualify as family planning, and it cost the taxpayers over $500,000. This happened under the Corzine administration. It was swept under the rug, of course, because, Corzine obviously was, obviously in friends with Planned Parenthood. And it came to light because we did some research and found the audit information and was able to expose it. And then just in 2011, we know that, undercover investigators went into the Perth Amboy Planned Parenthood Clinic and found that an employee there was willing to aid and abet the sex traffickers of minor girls. Just absolutely disgusting. And then shortly after that, the clinic in Trenton was found to be operating unsafe and unsanitary clinics. You know, and we know that nationally there's been similar problems with Medicaid fraud, scheduling sex selection abortions, accepting money to abort African-American children. And now, of course, we learn about this lucrative scheme to make a profit off of the body parts of aborted babies. It's absolutely a disgrace. And if the American people understood this, learned about their history, I'm sure that nobody would want to fund them. And I think we're seeing that more and more now as these videos are coming to light, Chris.
Tom Ritese, who's Executive Director of New Jersey Right to Life, njrtl.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And certainly, Marie, with the fact that 80% of abortions are for minority children, black and Hispanic primarily, certainly lives up to the wishes of Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a disgrace. It's just incredible. And yet, Chris, right here in New Jersey, every year we have this annual battle with these legislators, these pro-abortion legislators who insist on funding Planned Parenthood and fight Governor Christie and try to get the money back in the budget every single year. And it's just amazing that these legislators are so obsessed with funding Planned Parenthood after their history. It's just absolutely shameful. These legislators should not be reelected. They want to use our hard-earned tax dollars to fund this disgraceful organization. If they are so bent on doing that, they should reach into their own pockets and fund them with their own money, but don't expect the taxpayers of New Jersey to do it.
Mentioned Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood back in 1916. Couple of quotes from her quote-unquote wisdom. This is Margaret Sanger writing, "Colored people are like human weeds and are to be exterminated." She also wrote, "Slaves, Latin, Hebrew immigrants are, quote, a dead weight of human waste. Black soldiers and Jews are a menace to the human race." That is the founder and the foundation of Planned Parenthood.
Yes, absolutely. And so many people don't realize that. And in fact, they were talking about, I think, putting her on one of the, was it a dollar?
The $10 bill.
$10 bill.
Yeah.
What a travesty that would be.
And it's also against U.S. law to perform abortions designed to preserve any organs, heart, liver, lung, any other organs. It's, as we've seen by the videos and through the admissions of Planned Parenthood officials, that is exactly what's happening. That should be an automatic call to yank, or dare I say, abort federal funding from Planned Parenthood.
Absolutely. And yet the U.S. Senate, you know, tried to do this just a few nights ago. And, of course, they weren't able to get enough, votes because of the filibuster of a lot of the Democratic senators. Interestingly, many of them admitted that they hadn't even seen the videos. You know, and you hear Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton all talking about how this is a full-on assault on women's health. First of all, these women don't speak for all women, obviously, and it's full on assault on the bodies of these babies. It's absolutely a disgrace that these women presume to speak for all women in all of America, and they think that people agree with them. I mean, people do not agree with them. And everyone who thinks that, you know, that's what this is about needs to see these videos and recognize what we're talking about. Enough is enough. We have got to stop the madness of killing these little babies, and we have got to stop funding of this organization that is the biggest provider of abortions, that is making a fortune off of the bodies of these dead babies and the women in crisis.
We have to wrap things up here, but on the political side of things, Mitch McConnell made a misjudgment, sent a majority leader by letting the defunding bill stand alone. If he attached it as an amendment to the transportation fund, it would have only needed 51 votes instead of the 60, and that certainly would have been attainable. And just a little, oh, by the way, House Speaker John Boehner, of course, the House is in recess until September, but they're going to come back and have to address this issue. And Speaker Boehner's health policy director, Charlotte Ivancic, I believe it's pronounced, is the sister of Kate Dyer, who's the CEO of Stem Express, which buys organs from Planned Parenthood, oh, by the way. So certainly worthy of looking how Speaker Boehner addresses this issue when the House is back in session, because the Republicans in the Senate have said they are going to try this again, and they're not going to let this issue go to the wayside, and it'll be time for the Speaker of the House to step up and hopefully overcome that little curiosity of his staffing there.
Yeah, good find, Chris.
But to follow along with this issue, to get involved, raise your voices, well, certainly go to the website of your representative in New Jersey if you're listening on the stream and wherever you are. your member of your House and the Senate, and let them know that that's $528 million that is not going for women's health, it's going for babies' death, and there are alternatives for women's health organizations where that money could be much better used. And to find out about the work of the New Jersey Right to Life, their website is njrtl.org. Our executive director is Marie Tasey. Marie, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me, Chris.